Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Former Guardians pitcher joining us momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
Yes, what a beautiful day. It's been nice. Now we'll get this air quality to get better. Life will be much better over the weekend.
You think
this
so?
This air quality stuff is a little scary, though, isn't it? You worry about folks that have issues.
Have you noticed it? You personally?
A little bit. I mean, I don't know if it's my allergies, though. That's the problem.
See, that's what I'm wondering, too, because I know there's a ton of pollen in the air, but I wonder if it's smoke mixed in.
I started thinking
about people are sneezing like crazy.
All those kids outside with... Although most of them are good shape, but the football workouts that are going on right now for a lot of the area teams, high school teams.
Okay, there you go.
I'm just trying to be a responsible adult, unlike an irresponsible teenager.
So last night, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm actually watching baseball and enjoying the Guardians game. And all of a sudden, I'm included in a text chain from the guy who joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And I thought, I love this guy. He's Brian Anderson. Hello, BA.
Yeah, I got a little saucy. Hello, how are you?
We are well. We didn't say what you texted. And yeah. I didn't want to because I wanted you to share it with everybody.
Well, so here was the deal. The Rays have made their way almost all the way through the AL Central. They still have not... You know, they haven't played Kansas City. I don't think they played Cleveland yet either, for that matter. But anyway, I've seen the AL Central, and it was fresh on my mind because we were coming off of an afternoon game against the Minnesota Twins, who, you know, came into, you know, listen, granted, they were only two games above 500, but they were in first place by, you know, 3.5-4 games over Cleveland. And, you know, so here's our first look at division-leading Minnesota. This is all I'll tell you. The Rays probably played their C-minus game for the three-game series. They did not play well. Now, the defense was outstanding, and they certainly pitched well, but offensively, it just left a lot on the table. So I would probably say it was the Rays' C game. I'll give them their C game. And they swept the Twins and held the Twins to 3 runs for the series. Three-game series. The Twins scored all of 3 runs. On top of that, I then got curious about what the Rays have done in the American League Central, seeing how the Twins were the first-place team. So I went back and looked at it, and the Rays right now stand 12-1 against the AL Central, and they've outscored their counterparts 88-39. That's a rough division. Real rough division.
Yeah.
So should we be mad about it here or not? Like, Poobah walks in here. That's the boss. And he walks in and he's like, oh, they shouldn't even have – there should be no East. There should be no Central. There should be West. And just take the best teams to the playoffs. B.A., man, you know we would never make the playoffs if that was the case.
No. You wouldn't. You'd finish sixth in the American League East.
Yes.
Okay? That's it. You'd finish sixth in the AL East, which has 5 teams. I mean, it is remarkable. And this goes back a couple of weeks. And I don't know what the cumulative record is now, but this is all I will tell you, and this is not just the AL Central. The American League East teams as a group, when they play outside of the American League East, they are akin to a 106-win team. When they play anybody outside the AL East, that's the winning percentage. You're a 106-win team. It's pretty remarkable how strong the AL East is and how weak a lot of these other divisions are. And listen, we've seen them because you play everybody. You know, we've played a lot of the NL Central. We've played a lot of the AL Central. and you get out of your comfort zone. You see teams you don't see very often. You see that they're up there in the standings, so you're really interested how this is going to play out. You watch them for three or four games, and you're like, that team is not that good. I mean, maybe we caught them at a bad time, but I don't see it. I don't see it. Now, we're into June, and the record speaks for itself. You know, the Minnesota Twins are in first place in the AL Central, and they're under 500, period. Period.
God bless the Central. I responded to those pearls of wisdom from you. My response was, bring back the Twins and Royals 19 times a year.
Well, I'm telling you, that is absolutely a byproduct of the schedule. Because the AL East used to beat up on each other 19 games, like you said, 19 games every team. You went three trips there, they came to you three times. Now you're down to two trips to each place, and it's 14 games. So that's a lot of games outside of that really, really good division, especially now that Toronto's taken a step. Baltimore's gotten a lot better. Boston has been interesting. They've kind of hung around and showed little flashes here and there. But you get outside of that, you're getting to play a lot more games outside of that division, and you're seeing it reflect in the records. And you're also seeing the AL Central, the NL Central, you're seeing those teams' records reflected of not playing as much against each other and beating, the garbage teams in your division. It'll be fascinating to see how it turns out at the end. But right now that you've gotten into the season and you've played for, two and a half months, you're starting to see some trends that aren't really trends anymore. It's kind of like, this is concrete fact. This is your reality.
I'm just looking at your career, BA. I don't know how it would have played out when you were with the Diamondbacks, but in 97, if we were under the old format of just East and West, the Indians would not have made the playoffs. And in 2001, when you guys won the World Series, you had the third best record with Arizona. So I don't know how that would play out, because Arizona didn't exist. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird to look at it that, like, okay, the Central's garbage, but think about all the great teams that made the playoffs because they changed format.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, this is why at the end of the day, if you're a team in one of those divisions, let's take the AL Central. Again, your division leader is, I think, 32-33. That's their record, the Twins. And by the way, they're not leading by a half a game. They've got a couple-game lead. So, that's not great, obviously. But what you tell yourself, first of all, if you're in that division, we're not out of it. We get hot for a week and a half, 2 weeks, we're in first place, probably by a couple of games. That's what you're telling yourself as a team. On top of that, just get into the tournament. You never know. You never know once you get into the playoffs. You could have a couple of pitchers getting real hot down the stretch that can carry you through a first round. And, maybe your offense comes to life a little bit. I mean, who knows? But get there. And right now, everybody in that division has a chance to get there because your leader is one game under. And that has to be the goal. And then see if you can make some noise once you get into October.
Brian Anderson joining us, Rays color analyst and, of course, former Indians pitcher. Would you think, BA, you could do away with divisions, or do you have to have that in Major League Baseball? Our thought was, if you didn't have them and you just had like 15 teams, man, the season's over for at least half of the teams by June, by mid-June at the latest.
Yeah, no, you have to have divisions. I mean, and I know that it's cyclical, and some divisions are better than others. There was a time there that the Central, back in '97, and that was a strong division as far as Chicago was good, Cleveland was good, all those. It's everything's cyclical. Now the Eastern time zone teams, they've got not Tampa so much, but the other ones have a lot of money to spend, and Boston and New York are never going to be outspent. The Mets and the Braves have a wonderful thing going up there, so they're always going to be strong. But everything else is cyclical, and so it keeps the regionalized fan bases into it, because if you didn't have that, you're right, half the league, it's pointless. You go play. I guess try to get your numbers, make some money, do whatever, but you're not going to go anywhere because you really don't have the ability to go anywhere. Where with the divisions, you do. I mean, Cleveland, if you weren't doing it, if you were doing it that way, Cleveland, their season would be relatively, you know, it would be close to over, not quite, but it'd be close to over. They're in second place right now, just, you know, by a handful of games. So,
game and a half. I mean, game and a half.
Yeah, game and a half. So they're right there. And that has to be the goal. That has to be the mindset. You know, this season has not gone as we have wanted it to for the first part of it. But we're a game and a half out of first, boys. A game and a half out of first with a lot of baseball left to play. A lot of time to get hot. A lot of time to win this division and see where we can go. So that you have to keep the divisions.
As a player inside the clubhouse, like on the outside, like we're impatient. We're like, well, they got to trade Bieber. They got to do this. They got to. What's it like on the inside? Like, can you feel the impatience on the outside or no?
If you open yourself up to it, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you do that, then you can let that come pouring in and feel every bit of it. But those guys, you know, while they're privy to what's being said on social media, and I think a lot of guys probably check it more than they're ever going to let on, they still try, and I know the Rays do a great job of this, is it's day by day. They're worried about today. That's it. They're worried about today. You know, you'll talk to them like, hey, boy, you got that big series coming up with whoever. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they are coming into town. That'll be good. But we're worried about today. That's kind of their mindset. Now, if everybody's acting,
is that real? Is that real?
I think there's some realness, but I think a lot of it too is, again, not letting you in, you know, not letting the outside world in. These guys stay closed off even more than we did. You know, we were tight back then, but we also didn't have to deal with social media and blogs and all of the things that these guys have to deal with today. So they kind of circle the wagons even more than we did. So I think that there is, yeah, some play to that. I think some guys are oblivious. You know, they are that locked in on day-to-day. I think there's some other guys that say that, so you'll just shut up and leave them alone.
Ah, good point.
Ryan Anderson joining us. BA, last night the Guardians beat up the Red Sox. Unfortunately, that meant beating up Corey Kluber. And
yeah.
We talked about this earlier. Good for Corey if he wants to keep playing. And I mentioned Kenny Lofton, Jim Thome. Guy, but they had more success after they left. But, man, they did the MLB tour. You know, they saw a lot of teams in not a whole lot of years. Corey's on team 5 in 5 seasons. And I hate to see a guy just not be what he used to be. He clearly isn't. Well, what do you do there if you're Alex Cora? I mean, you had to eat some innings. You didn't want to burn your bullpen. But you left a Cleveland icon on the mound getting his brains beat in Progressive Field. It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I don't know what you do. I know that, you know, you definitely with a guy like that, that not only is has the, you know, the back of his baseball card, the resume, all of the awards, you know, finishing the top 3 in the Cy Young 3 other times on top of the times that he won it, such an accomplished career. You want those guys to be able to dictate their own end. And right now, and I know that we're looking at this as of last night, and it's been a rough go of him because obviously he was a starter. They bumped him to the pen. You know, he came in to throw against us out of the pen a couple of different times, which is so strange to see Corey Kluber coming out of the pen, you know, to pitch. And so, unless it's the playoffs. And so, but you get to the point where if the performance is that poor for a prolonged period of time, you will force the manager's hand. You will force the organization's hand. That's why, you know, the first thing is let's move him to the bullpen. Let's move him to the bullpen, see if he can find a niche out there where he can contribute. And it doesn't look like that is going particularly well. And then so the next move would be, you know, we're going to move on. A guy like Corey may say, you know, it's time for me to move on. I'm going to move on. I'm not helping this team. And, you know, you just don't know how it'll end up playing out. A lot of different scenarios, but the performances like that won't be allowed to continue. Something will be done, and it could potentially be drastic. You just hate to see that happen to, you know, someone like him.
BA, 20-second conversation. Ready? Tell me if anyone cares in Tampa or not. The Panthers are in the Stanley Cup final. Anybody care there?
No, I do.
Miami
I do,
Heat. I would say Miami Heat. Anybody care there?
Maybe slightly more.
Messi coming to Miami.
I heard about that the other day, and I haven't heard anybody say a word about it.
Okay. I was just trying to get the feel for what's on the street in Tampa. What's going down in Ybor City?
In Tampa, St. Pete, in Ybor City, is Tampa Bay Rays just wiping the floor with MLB
Beautiful.
Fair enough.
Feeling is down here.
All right. Yep. Now I feel better. Okay. Good.
Thank you, Bri.
Thanks for the lowdown on the street, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's a very myopic view I have, though. I mean, really. Listen, I'm all into that stuff. This is the, you know, the great thing about baseball or hockey and NBA playoffs is that it gives me something to do when our games are over. You go right home and you pop in and you watch some playoff action. Now we're starting to round out towards the end, and then when that's gone, you know, it's just baseball for a while, and then football will start up.
You got Baker Mayfield. You're good.
I do. Wow. Did you guys, by the way, see that viral video of him and Kyle Trask out flipping balls all over the place except for their receivers?
More on that coming up. BA, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
He's
Brian Anderson, Rays analyst, former Indians pitcher, and he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.